major emphasis for this meeting was to sit down with our agricultural stakeholders here in the Tampa area and talk about trade promotion authority for the president and how important that is, what it would mean for us to hopefully conclude the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations and what the TPP negotiations and deal would ultimately do for Florida producers.
We take a look at trade as a whole. Obviously, it's very important to everybody, but especially in Florida. And I realize with what's happening to the country just to the south in Cuba, it's really been brought to a forefront, hasn't it?
Well, it certainly has. But if you look at trade for Florida as a state, they exported $4.4 billion worth of agricultural products last year. And if you look at the port right here in Tampa, I think there was about just over $600 million worth of agricultural products that were shipped out of this port. So if you look at not just what it does for the incomes for the farmers and ranchers in Florida, but the jobs that it creates, exports of agricultural products are very important to the state of Florida.
You know, I realize there's a lot of commodity groups that are asking Congress to give the president TPA authority. How important, in your mind, in working with us, how important is it for him to have that?
Extremely important. It with our negotiators trying to bring TPP to a conclusion, I think this gives them just a little bit more leverage with some of these countries on some of the issues that we're facing. Some of these countries are very hesitant to put legitimate offers on the table, not knowing what Congress may or may not do. But with TPA, then these countries are going to know that whatever they negotiate, it's going to be an up or down vote. And I think that goes a long way to helping our negotiators.
Can you tell a big difference with the countries we already have trade promotion authority with in our workings with them and dealings with trade?
Oh, sure. The one example is the NAFTA treaty that was done 20 years ago. Right now, Canada's our number two trading partner. Mexico's number three. We're exporting about $18 million worth of products to Mexico and importing about $18 million worth of or $18 billion worth of products from Mexico as well. If you look at the CAFTA treaty, most products since 2005 have seen increases of $100 million or more per year in exports. So these agreements, we've seen almost immediate increases in our agricultural exports and sales.
And I guess really, of course, you know, we're thinking on an agriculture side, but when we talk about exports, it means a lot for everybody because a lot of jobs involved here too, aren't there?
Oh, sure. It's just not about the sales and the incomes of the farmers, the ranchers. But if you look at all of the jobs it creates, jobs at the ports, trucking jobs, jobs at processing facilities, packaging, it runs the whole gambit. And you look at numbers, and I'm not going to get into specific numbers because there's different numbers that are floating out there, but for every $1 billion that we have in trade, it creates thousands of jobs.
Were you pleased with the discussions you had today then at this roundtable?
Oh, sure. There were some great questions, some great comments. We had pretty much every industry was represented. So it was one of the most productive meetings, I think, that I've been able to have.
For producers out there, no matter what they grow, whether it's fruit and veggies, whether it's crops, whether it's livestock, whatever it is, what do you want them to know about USDA and what you all do day in and day out in trying to increase trade efforts?
Day in and day out, the Department of Agriculture is doing everything that it can to open markets for the very best products that are found anywhere in the world produced by American farmers and ranchers.